Welcome to this edition of the His Show podcast. Lincoln Lawing coming at you with the His Five, where we continue 90 devotions in 90 days that are 5 minutes or less. And today, the word that we will be discussing is the word present. I don't mean like getting a present or giving a present. I'm talking about the present moment, living in the present. And the verse we'll start with, Matthew 6:34. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. You know, living in the present is hard. It's a daily challenge for me. So think with me, if you ever had a scenario similar to what I'm about to describe happen to you? You're enjoying time with friends or family when you receive an email, a call or a text or whatever it may be, and you can't handle it until you get home. But instead of handling it when you get home, you spend the remainder of your time away concerned about the message, thinking about it, playing scenarios in your head of what could happen. And in the end, you didn't handle the future situation and you didn't enjoy the time with your friends and family. And I know for me, that seems to be a common occurrence. I have spent a lot of time robbing myself of experiencing what God has for me in the present because I'm worried about what may or may not happen in the future. I've also weighed myself down in the present by obsessing over the past. When my mind is stuck in the past or the future, I can't receive all that God is doing right now. And that hinders me. So the present moment we're living in is where God wants us to be. You got to think about this. God gave the Israelites in the wilderness enough manna for the current day. They were commanded not to gather more than they needed. They were commanded this to remind them that the same God who provided for them today would be there to provide for them tomorrow. And the same is true for us. The God that sustained us yesterday is the same God who sustains us today, and the same God who will sustain us tomorrow. So I encourage you to join me in embracing the present moment. What is God doing in your life and around you right now, in this moment? I want you to embrace it. Because remember, this is something I tell myself quite often, so remember this. Yesterday is over. Tomorrow isn't here yet. All we have is today. After all, in God's word, he tells us to present our requests to God in every situation. So we'll leave you with this verse, Philippians 4:6. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. So remember, yesterday's over, tomorrow's not here yet, all we have is today. Embrace where God has you in the present. That's all we have. See you next time.